Saddleback presents The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Adapted by Emily Hutchinson. Chapter 1. We see the time machine. The time traveler, as we shall call him, was speaking to us of deep matters. His gray eyes were shining, and his usually pale face was bright. We had just finished dinner at his house that night in 1895. There were six of us there, a doctor, a very young man, a mayor, a psychologist, a storekeeper named Philby, and me. All of us admired our host for his bright mind and his many inventions. In fact, we were sitting in comfortable chairs that he had invented. As he spoke, he pointed at us excitedly. "You must follow me carefully," he said. "Most of the math that they taught you at school is based on incorrect ideas."
"Huh, do you expect us to believe that?" said Philby.
He was a man who liked to argue. "I can prove it. They taught you that all things have shape and form, right? We measure things by how long, high, and wide they are. These are the three dimensions of space, aren't they?"
"Correct," said the mayor.
"Well, what about time? Clearly any real body must also exist in time. That is the fourth way to measure things."
"What? I don't follow you," said Philby.
"Let me explain," said the time traveler. "For anything to be real to us, it must last long enough for us to know that it's there. So there are really four dimensions. There's only one difference between time and space. The difference is that our consciousness moves along time in just one direction, from the beginning to the end of our lives. Think about this. Here is a portrait of a man at 8 years old, another at 15, another at 17, another at 23, and so on. All of these are three-dimensional pictures of a four-dimensional being. In other words, this is still the same person, even though the pictures show the man's different ages through time. Some scientists are now telling us that time is only a kind of space."
"Wait," said the doctor, "that doesn't make sense. If time is really just a fourth dimension of space, why can't we move freely through it, as we do in space?"
The time traveler smiled.
"Are you sure we can move freely in space? We can go right and left, and backward and forward. I admit that we can move..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?